Dame Shirley is in. We're here till 1 o'clock. If you do want to give us a call about some of the subjects that we're going to be chatting about today on the lunchtime social debate, feel free to do so. 240666. Is that our number? I'm just questioning
that.
I don't know why it didn't sound right. 240666. Mm. Why do we do that sometimes? When we know it's right, but we just think, hang on a minute, it doesn't seem right.
I think we all do it.
Yeah.
We've got to take the dog to the vet Tuesday to have a blood test. And Mick wrote down the time in the diary, and he says, I've got a funny feeling that's the wrong time. And he checked it this morning on the notice board.
Yeah.
And it was the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know, that's strange, isn't it, that you think?
True. It's true. Okay, so if you want to give us a call, you can, 240666.
That's
and obviously,
right.
If you're calling from the mainland, it's 01983. We wanted to talk about certain things. There's a couple of juicy subjects that we want to chat about. But before we start, we did something last week, last Thursday, and it was
Monday. Oh, sorry.
You're interrupting again.
I'm sorry.
We did something last Thursday where we invited people round for tea.
Mm.
And you put something on Facebook, didn't you? Asking the same thing.
Well, yeah, but it was different. That yours were people that weren't alive anymore.
Yeah.
Yours were dead people.
Well, they were one alive, one dead.
Oh, really? I thought they were all dead.
Yeah, no. So, so you don't, you butt in, you don't listen, and you don't read it either.
I put on mine, who would you have for a dinner party? Living now, a living person.
Okay. How many people you have?
I just had three. Yes.
Okay. Well, will Mick be there as well?
Oh yeah, he'd be the fourth person, I suppose.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
So who are you having then?
Well, I'm having Jamie Oliver, so he can cook for me.
Right.
He can help me cook.
Yeah.
Bradley Walsh.
Right.
He makes me laugh.
He's funny, old Brad, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's great. And Peter Andre.
Peter Andre as well.
Well, he could sing to me, you see, and swoon me, and, you know, while mixing the kitchen.
Yeah,
and,
I'm pretty sure he'd be well happy about that, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But that was my idea, but I only had one answer.
What answer did you get?
Oh, gosh, I've got to find it now.
Do you want me to find it for you?
Go on, then.
Go on, let's have a race, then.
You
see if you can find it
Well, hold on a minute. You've got an advantage over there.
How have I got an advantage?
Because you're quicker than me. Hold on, mine ain't come out. I haven't got my Facebook on yet. Oh, it's come on now.
Right, okay. So when did you post this? A couple of days ago?
The other day.
Okay. Well, there's a picture of you on Facebook that looks kind of scary, isn't it?
There is.
Okay, I've seen that. Oh, you're being fed an ice cream there.
Oh, I was feeding somebody an ice cream.
Here we go, then, just for fun.
I got it, I found it.
Marco Pierre White. This is Broncos.
That's
you got
right.
it now, have you?
Yeah,
gone
I got
in?
It, yeah,
gone
see?
Over to you, then.
Marco Pierre White to cook for me. Johnny Depp. To do anything.
Right.
He wants to be. Anything he wants to be.
In your dreams, Ronkers. In your dreams.
And Bob Dylan to entertain me.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Crikey. No, that would send me to sleep.
That wouldn't float my boat, no.
No, it wouldn't float your boat.
No, that's what I said. So that's all I got. But you
got. I can understand Marco Pierre White. I mean,
yes.
Everyone's playing it cagey there, aren't they?
Yes.
Come round and do some of the cooking.
Of course,
Jamie Oliver's going to be doing some of yours.
Of course, yes.
And Johnny Depp as well. I can put Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Oh, Johnny Depp don't
blimey.
Do anything to me.
No.
He's the one that took the dogs to Australia.
He was, and now he's in trouble.
He brought them back, didn't he?
All right, so that's your bit of the lunchtime social debate done
and
dusted then.
You've got
nine
comments.
Well, hang on a sec, because I just want to. What we haven't done this week is random acts of kindness.
Yes.
So maybe we could chuck that in as well. Mm. If you wanted to give us a call and tell us that last time you did a random act of kindness, go on then.
Well, I do them all the time.
Do you?
Mm.
Go on.
Well, I don't have to sort of think. I just do it. You know.
Like what?
I mean, well. You just do. If you see somebody struggling in the street, to maybe cross the road or something, you help them.
Yeah.
I do anyway.
Yeah.
You know, especially if there's somebody with a blind person with a dog or something, you know they're having a few problems. You just automatically. I've seen people collapse in the street and I go over to them.
But that brightens their day up, doesn't it?
This young lad at the end of our road a while ago had collapsed, absorbed blood coming out of his head,
and I
ran across the road to him quickly. This was early in the morning. Mick says, leave him, he's probably been on drugs. I says, no, I'm going over. And I went over to him and I knocked on the doors. I says, can you phone for an ambulance? And I think he'd had a fit or something.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave anybody like
good
that.
Good job. See, you got Art of Gold. Your husband, he's like horrible, isn't he? Leave him.
No, he did say leave it because it's by the houses where I know that the people take drugs.
Yeah, sure.
And we really thought he could have been there all night or something.
Which house is that then? You know.
Yes. I won't tell anyone
no,
there.
Don't.
But you know, when I was poorly,
yeah,
I wasn't very well, I had three people sent me some flowers.
Oh, right.
I thought, how nice of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, little things, they mean a lot, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know. But maybe we, you know, I bet you there's a lot of people out there that, oh, random acts of God, I don't think I've done that for a long time. But I think we may surprise ourselves, because I think maybe we're a bit hard on ourselves and don't think we do things like
that. I mean, you wouldn't step over somebody in the street, would you, if they were fallen down?
No, I'd cross the road. Cross the road and but it's really strange that's I mean, I can fully understand your husband saying no,
yeah,
leave him there,
yeah,
leave
I
him there.
Yeah, I wasn't going to,
because
yeah,
how
yeah
many times have you heard that people have done something to themselves or they've,
yeah,
and they try yeah and help out and they end up getting into trouble or
yeah, but he was all by himself.
Bother.
I mean,
yeah,
there was blood at the back of his head.
Did he make a full recovery?
I got no idea. They took him off to A&E.
Right.
I mean, I don't. If I'd have phoned up, they probably wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's something that we don't do enough of.
Mm.
But at the same time, I also believe that maybe we do it more often than we think.
Well, you do it. I mean, I was walking down Scarrett's Lane last year,
mm,
and there was somebody. The vehicle shouldn't really be down there, but a vehicle was backing across where you walk up into the car park there.
Yeah.
And I sort of looked up the road and I saw this vehicle knock over this lady, cut her legs. He wasn't
right
looking at where he was going. I ran up to her quickly.
Yeah.
And I got hold of her head before she fell over. I was so quick. And I sat there and held her head so she, you know, until the ambulance come.
You're like super grand, aren't you?
Well, of course I were. Like, I won't. I'll do it. Yeah.
You are. You're like. Didn't they have a TV programme about you years ago?
I was on the bus one day when I was going to work last week or the week before. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
And it was a lady driver, and I was sat sort of near the front, and this young lad got on, and I thought he was going to have a go at her.
Yeah.
And I was moving along my seat to get up to go and help her. Yeah, it's just something I do.
Right.
And you would as well, wouldn't you?
Have a listen. See, there you go, they're super grand. You are, you're super grand.
Well, I've done lots of things like that over the years.
Yeah, no, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful lady you are.
Mm.
You surprise me. Should we take a call?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this? We're after random acts of kindness.
Mm. Hello, Ian. Hello, Shirley.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, though?
Not
you're
too
better
bad
now.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, better than what I was. Blimey, last week. Oh, dear.
Yes, you were quite poorly, weren't you?
Yeah.
What
yeah
happened then, Keith?
It's just as if somebody cut my strings.
Really?
Yeah, I just got no energy, couldn't move, you know, usual. It seems to happen that every so often now, they seem to be getting more regular, but it's just as if your batteries go flat, you know. Mm. And
yeah.
I think, oh my God, I got the energy to move. You know, I just couldn't do anything. Honestly, mate, just one day.
Do you know what? I had a couple of days like that at Christmas just gone.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was because you work so hard to sort of, you know, up to Christmas getting everything
yeah
done, and then
yeah
you just relax, and
yeah
then it's just like, yeah, whoa, and it just hit me for six.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
Is yours, I mean, you don't have to go into detail, but is yours got to do with your health?
Yes, right, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that the sort of thing you can expect to have to go through on a regular basis?
Well, the doctor says they will get more regular, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's diabetes, etc., blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the underlying conditions, you know, that sort of thing, mate. But, yeah, I had a nice weekend away, though. You know, I was told to, if I could sum it up, get out of the house and go somewhere. So we did. We went to Wales.
Yeah, so I saw.
Yeah.
That was a good idea, Keith.
Yeah. Yeah, we were quite lucky with the weather, too.
Yes, you
looking
were.
Today, it's looking rubbish.
Mm. Yes, because there's a nice photograph of you two together on Facebook.
Thank you.
Mm.
Yeah, is that the one from the bedroom, or...?
No, it's like a selfie.
I'm sorry,
with you two.
I was going to go on to your porn thing you were talking about, but...
All right, we'll cover that in a moment. We'll explain to people first of all, because I don't want them getting the wrong impression. When was the last time you carried out an act of random kindness, and when was the last time somebody actually did it to you?
Well, the thing is, Ian, living in a small community like this, we all tend to help each other.
Yeah.
But there are several small-minded members of the community that think you're doing it for an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's say that a lady friend was helping me during a time of trouble, and all the rumours were absolutely rife, as usual.
Yeah.
But like you say, you know, to do an act of kindness these days, you know, people tend to think, what's she after? Or is he knocking her off then or something? You know what I mean, Ian?
Hang on, what'd you say it like that for?
you know what I mean, don't you, mate?
Yeah, I think people just got nothing else better to do.
So if Ian brought me some flowers, we'd be talked about.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, I don't know. We're knocking off that old lady. He wants to put plastic flowers in his garden. Plastic flowers in the garden.
It's got its good point.
Oh, they're dreadful. Tell him he mustn't.
It all depends what they are. If it's shrubbery, you can't our job to tell the difference.
Now look, the reason I don't know why we've gone down this road.
No, I've changed the subject.
I've done.
Is there somebody buried in the garden?
Not yet. But it's early. No, the reason why is because my garden has not had a lot of work done to it in the last few years. But in the last few months, I've worked hard in it and brought it up to speed. And my wife is the one with the green fingers, supposedly. But she's planted a few things. And none of it's happening yet. So we got all these pots that are all been potted up with seeds and stuff. And nothing's happening. Uh-huh. So I'm saying, look, maybe get some plastic flowers and just bung them in there until the other ones come up.
No, Ian. Well,
you're saying that. I have seen a building with plastic hanging baskets. And
yes.
If you actually go out there and touch them, well, I don't want to say plastic, say artificial.
Yeah.
And if you actually go up and touch them, you would think they were the real thing.
Well, I think you could pay an awful lot of money and get some flowers like that, can't you? But he wants grotty old plastic ones from the pound shop, I expect.
I just want something bright and colourful.
Yeah, that's what I mean, from the pound shop.
There's nothing wrong with a pound shop.
No, of course there isn't.
Have you had any more pound wars over there lately or not?
No. Not since the other lot moved in.
No.
Yeah, we got another one in Andover now.
Right.
Pound World.
Pound
right.
World.
Yeah.
You see, we've got the 99p shop.
99p
shop. And that's brilliant.
And also you've got Poundland, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they two are combined now, haven't they?
No, I think they're totally separate companies.
They are. I thought one was in the process of buying out the other.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Possibly.
That's what I heard.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it reminds me of Birds of a Feather. What, she worked for World of Quid?
Yeah, World of Quid. Yeah, that was funny. That was
That's
funny.
How the world's going, though, isn't it?
That was clever. That
you know,
was clever.
The pound store, you know, that sort of thing.
So, random acts of... When was the last time someone carried out a random act of kindness for you?
Easter, and it was a lady on the Isle of Wight that lives in Brading.
Right.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mean Jan the
fan? Oh, yeah.
No, Jan wasn't very well then, I think, but she's a lot better now, Ian.
Good.
Yeah.
She has been a bit unwell, but she's doing all right. But no, this one, she just.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently I was there in her time of need, and she sent me some goodies. So,
lovely.
Yeah.
You see, I think we've all got it in us, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We all do little things.
But like I said, these days, people are far too cynical.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they look at the situation and think, oh, yeah, what's going on
there? Yeah, I can understand that.
You know, what's the ulterior motive that's going on there?
Yeah.
It's like if you pick somebody up in the rain, you know, I mean, it's pouring rain, and you pick somebody up in the car, and people saw you, think, oh, yeah, so-and-so was in your car the other day.
That's right. Well, you just have to ignore people.
Of course, I'm right. You should be walking up the road, it's pouring rain, you know. That sort of thing, that's what you've got to watch out for.
Unfortunately, that's the way people's minds
but
work.
But I think if somebody's not very well, it's lovely to send them a get-well card or something, or if somebody's dying, it's nice to send a
card. Funny enough, I had one turn up the other day, it's turned up Saturday when I wasn't here. A get-well card from a chap that's on Facebook.
I think that's nice,
I only befriended him for on Facebook, and he asked for the address, and said, I'll send you a card. Fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's lovely. I had a couple when I wasn't very well.
You weren't too good, were you?
No, I was quite poorly. I never got one from Ian, though.
No. We're only next door. Text you.
Text
what it is here, this that female Viagra, I suppose she took the male version. It doesn't work very well, apparently.
I've seen the advert.
For what?
When that man gets the Viagra out.
No.
And he goes to put it in his mouth and he misses it and it goes out the window.
No, I haven't seen
you haven't seen that one?
Pray continue.
It's nothing really. It goes onto a car. I don't really understand it.
And then the car
goes fast.
Turns into something sporty or something, does it?
And then this poor man at the very end of the advert, he's there hammering on the door of the chemist.
Oh, what, trying to get
because he's got
more...
his lady waiting.
You want to watch that advert? Then, How's the luscious Lucy, Ian? Okay.
Do you mean my wife?
Yeah.
Well, she's not doing too good at the moment. She's all right. Don't get me wrong. She's got a bad shoulder and trapped nerve. And what I meant was,
don't panic.
Yeah, I think she's very close to that
age. After the third year, the MOT starts. And you have to.
Well, I did say to her over the weekend, maybe we've got, we've probably got another good relationship in us.
7 years rich, do you reckon?
Don't leave her too long. No, she's got a bad shoulder at the moment, but the reason why, things aren't going so great is because she's planted all these seeds and none of them's growing. I might have to end up with plastic.
The cat's dug them up.
I reckon the mayor done, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell her what she ought to do in the evening, just as it's getting dusk, when it's just getting dark, to go out and talk to him, Ian.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say come into our garden and pinch ours then.
No, get her to go out and talk to them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'd all think she's mad then.
Does she water them or not?
Well, occasionally, yeah.
Yeah, one after today by the look of it.
No, you won't after today or tomorrow or the next day.
Tell her to whistle a happy tune or sing a song and
All the neighbours will think she's nuts.
I will. Hey, Keith, just before you go, just say, for instance, if you were having a dinner party and you had to have three people that were alive, who would you invite?
Blimey, mate, that's a question and a half, isn't it? Well, you'd surely, I reckon.
Oh, that would be lovely, Keith.
Yeah, who's the third one going to be?
Who else?
Oh,
it's got to be Arthur.
Arthur?
Oh, we're getting Arthur.
Yeah. Do you know what Arthur...
How is he? Have you heard from him lately?
Well, Arthur's celebrating his birthday on Friday, is it?
On Friday,
is he coming in?
No, because they're going to London to their sons, the daughters.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He's got a lovely black eye at the minute.
Has he?
Yeah.
What happened there, then?
I think the wife beat him up.
He tried to get rid of a pigeon.
She's a gorgeous creature, that was.
She's lovely, yeah.
He
tried to get rid of a pigeon's nest right outside his bedroom window. And he tried to poke it first with a stick. That
didn't work. And the pigeon punched him in the mouth.
And then he got this long rod or something, and it hit the branch and come back and hit him in the eye.
The metal pole.
The pole.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he's got a real cork.
He's Viagra, that's what that was.
Beaten up by a pigeon.
What's this porn thing she's on about?
It's PAWN.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm. Have you seen it on the television?
No, I guess I have. What's
it's
about
really interesting. It's on at 4 o'clock on Channel 4.
What happened to, what's his name then?
He's on at 3 o'clock.
Oh, he's on at 3? Yeah. Oh, obviously that's on the way out then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Deal or no deal.
That's been going for years, hasn't it?
And Countdown's been pushed back to 2:10.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they've had a right good shuffle around.
Yeah, although this porn thing is really, really interesting, Keith, and I think we're in the wrong profession here. I think you can make an awful lot of money being a porn broker.
It's like boot sales, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is posh porn. It's only expensive stuff they deal with.
Yeah, but you go to some boot sales, if you're there at the right time, you'll be surprised. I know a lot of it's tat, but...
Yeah, you can pick up some stuff, yeah.
Oh, crikey, yeah.
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 All right, yeah. we're going to move on. Yeah, thanks. That's all right. Thanks. Thanks for your call, Keith, and I'm glad you're okay now.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. Yeah.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Soon.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. 23 minutes after 12 o'clock. If you want to give us a call, you can, 240666. We were talking about random acts of kindness. Mm. We've got a young man that has been with us now for a week or so on an apprenticeship scheme.
Yes, yes.
We've offered him an apprenticeship, and he's been with us on a pre-apprenticeship scheme. He was also on the 4Ps course as well.
Mm.
Okay, and every now and again, he'd go to McDonald's and bring me back a milkshake.
And has he not bought you one back today?
No, that's not a point I was making, but, which is a random act of kindness.
They are. I did one on Saturday.
So what did you do?
Me and Ali clubbed together and brought him a one of these roast things they were eating.
A hog roast?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Has he paid you back?
No, we didn't want to. We treated him.
See, it's nice. We surprise ourselves. We're a bit hard on ourselves, but I think I don't think we realise just how many random acts of kindness that we actually do.
We do. It's little things that
I fed
lot,
the cats
really.
Last night.
We see that's
it's my job, my wife's job, but I fed them last night.
Yeah.
That's a random act of kindness.
It's not really, Ian.
Well, it is, isn't it? When we went up to the hospital very recently, our ticket still had an hour to go.
Oh, you pass it on.
And we passed it on to some elderly couple.
We always do that.
Yeah.
You see, that's illegal, really, but...
Well, it's an illegal random act of kindness.
Yes, yeah.
But there you go, we all do it.
There was an elderly couple lived across the road from us a couple of years ago, and the man came and knocked my door. I didn't know them. Mm. And he said, can you come and help me? My wife's collapsed in the garden. So I went straight over, and I looked after her while he got the ambulance.
See?
You do it, don't you?
Super grand.
Well, you wouldn't say, no, I can't help you, would you?
Well, I don't know. People would, wouldn't they? But you are. You're like super grand.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a jingle made of this. Super Graham. There you go, Super Graham. I'm gonna get that jingle made for you next Monday as a random act of kindness.
Well, everybody does it, not just me.
Yeah?
They do. Yeah. Well, most people that I know do.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think we should do ask the question, random acts of kindness, put it on Facebook next week. So we can, in a week, what have you done?
We're not here next Monday, though, are we?
No, we're not here for the Monday after that either, because we're doing the technical LSD debate.
That's right, but we're not here next Monday, are
but
we?
Now it's bank holiday,
it's
isn't
bank
it?
Bank holiday, yeah.
Yeah, we're bang out a recording, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'm having the time off, it's going to be a nice weekend. Hopefully the wife's flowers would have flowered by then. Might want to rephrase that at some point, but anyway. It's 26 minutes after 12. This is Vectis Radio. If you want to get in touch with us, feel free, 240666. That's conjured up a vision, isn't it? If you want to give us a call, you can, or you can email, or you can Facebook message us as well. The other subjects were the BBC. I put something on my Facebook page last... this is interesting, because our habits of watching the TV has changed. Maybe I didn't put it on my Facebook page.
You didn't put anything about watching TV.
I put it on and spelt something wrong and decided I was going to do it again and didn't do it.
There's nothing on there. You're telling lies again, Ian.
Well, that's... see, now I've got to try and find that now.
You just put this one on about Cola Tour, or whoever he was.
Cola Touré.
Cola Touré.
Yeah, Cola Touré.
Lovely name, isn't it?
It is a lovely name.
Yeah.
So I've got to find this these details now, then.
You didn't put nothing on here?
No, I put it on and then took it down because I spelt something incorrectly.
Well, doesn't it pick up your spelling mistakes automatically?
No. No, ooh. Don't be silly.
Well, mine does.
Don't be silly. Yeah. Well, yours is a special phone, isn't it?
No, this is my iPad.
All right. Well, I'll have to find those details in a wee while. I was looking for it. It might be under...
Congratulations to Arsenal. Oh, no, not that one.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to Arsenal. They've almost secured a place in the Champions League next season, which is great news, isn't it? So, the other subject was Kolo Touré. Do you want to read out the story or not?
Yeah, I can do.
Go on and see if you can.
I've got to go back to it now.
See if you can. Do your best.
One law for the rich. Liverpool Kolo Touré, is that right?
Yeah.
Was caught travelling at 57 miles per hour in a 40 zone and then at 72 miles an hour in a 50 zone.
Hmm.
He escaped a ban because his lawyers argued that the Anfield star could be put at risk if he was forced to take public transport, and that he's soon to expire. Liverpool contract should also be considered a mitigating factor.
Yeah.
How rubbish. That is disgusting.
What should have happened then?
Well, he should have been fined for it, taken his licence taken off him or whatever they do.
Yeah.
I mean, why should he... he's got enough money. Crikey, he could get a chauffeur with his money.
He could.
Or a taxi.
Yeah.
That is wrong. I don't agree with that.
I know that they did make a point of it being at roughly the same time that his brother was in hospital, and he had...
mitigating circumstances. Yeah, this is probably what they say,
but,
do they?
But twice?
Ah, yes.
57 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone?
That is fast.
And 72 in a 50?
That's bad.
I mean, we're not talking a couple of miles an hour and in a slight rush. We're talking about someone that's in a massive, massive hurry here.
Yeah.
Putting two fingers up to
speed limits. A lot of these footballers, they think they're above everybody else.
It's not just footballers, is it? He's, you know,
the
superstars, rich ones, whatever.
The ones that have got the money,
Penny says, what a farce. Proof that money can buy a lot of life's perks, but not honesty, which is bang on. That is so, so true.
Yeah, Jan Kent says that is so true, Ian.
Ronkers says, so a football player on more money per week than most earn in a year can't afford a driver. I say bull.
And then Graham Stevens has put, yes, because on 50k a week, you would use the bus. Of course he wouldn't.
Someone actually said that he was on a lot more money than that, actually, but I don't know how true that is. But Jonathan Skeet says, if you know that your livelihood depends on being able to drive, then you should be even more careful, which is a great point.
Yeah.
No sympathy. Yeah. He could afford taxis easily anyway.
Yeah.
When he says
no
sympathy, you don't need to have any sympathy because this bloke hasn't lost his licence.
No, it's true. That's right.
You know, no sympathy at all.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't. There's no sympathy needed. This man has broken the law twice. We're not talking about a few mile an hour.
Mm.
We're talking, 22 miles an hour. Is it 72 in a 50?
And that is fast.
And then 17 over the top in a 40 mile an hour limit. Mm. You know, I think, okay, if he did it once... learnt his lesson, but twice,
doing it twice,
twice in 1 week.
He's probably done it loads of times and not been caught, I reckon.
And I would imagine that have you ever been done for speeding?
No.
Well, you don't drive, do you?
No, but Mick hasn't.
Mick's never. No, he doesn't go fast enough, does he?
No, he won't go over the speed limit.
Good on him, I say. Good on him, because you know, if you do get picked up for speeding, nine times out of ten, you're either going to get stopped by the police and you know that you've been stopped, or you get a ticket sent to you within a couple of days.
Right.
And so the chances are that he would have known about the previous speed.
I reckon he drives fast anywhere he goes, and he's just been unlucky that he's been caught now.
Yeah.
I reckon. You know, I can't understand Philip. That's what I hate about this country. If you've got money, your Freemason mates in the court will help you out.
See, that's just a ridiculous thing to say.
I think it is as well.
Because there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever.
I don't agree with that. Sorry, Philip.
Basically, it comes down to his money, his lawyers.
Yeah, of course it
his
does.
His money and his lawyers, and because he's a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's so, so wrong. It's just a real kick in the teeth for everyone else. That you just say, for instance, if you got done for speeding, and you actually, you got your licence taken away, There's no justice, is there?
No,
the justice system has fallen down.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Kevin Barclay J says, you aren't seriously suggesting Touré is a Mason. Really, this Mason scaremongery has got to be shown up for a joke, joke that it is.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, Kevin.
So do I.
Slap on the wrist for you, Philip. I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
And this Nick Inet.
I used to work with him at Plessy's.
Really?
He's an Aston Villa supporter.
Well, this is funny here. 50k ginger chops. You're having a laugh, Nipper. He's on 120k a week, which suggests that he could afford a chauffeur, my lord.
He could afford a chauffeur with 50 grand a week.
Of course he could.
Couldn't he? 50 grand a week.
I did that just... That's just unbelievable.
A week? I mean, you know, you could have your own butler, couldn't you, for that as well?
We never saw
doubled up as a chauffeur.
We never see that sort of money, do we, Ian?
Oh, 50 grand a week. I don't think he's on 120 grand because he's not a first-team player at Liverpool.
Isn't
he only gets a game now and again.
Yeah.
So he won't need that chauffeur. It'll only have to be a part-time one.
Yeah.
Nick Inet then, 50 grand ginger chops. You're having a laugh, Nipper. I like that. Mrs. J says, huge majority of FMs are pure scum. See, again, I think that's just a ridiculous statement to make. You have no facts and figures there whatsoever.
Freemasons. Oh, no.
Do the research. No offence intended.
Do you know, after you had one come in here, didn't you, in the studio?
Yeah.
I didn't know much about Freemasons at all, but after they came in, it was so interesting.
Yeah.
And they do so much good for
the
country.
Years ago, my thoughts on the whole thing were slightly different.
Yeah.
Having met a couple and you know, they explained a few things, my opinions has changed dramatically.
Oh, definitely.
But it's just, you know, when we make these, you know, they come out and make these statements. I mean, they are ridiculous with no facts or figures whatsoever.
I don't think you could call them scum. I'm sorry, but that's...
No, I think that's outrageous.
Yes,
really outrageous. Shame on you, Mrs. J. Shame on you. You wouldn't... There are people out there that are Freemasons that you have no idea that they are Freemasons.
Yeah. I mean, the person you had in... two come in, was it?
Yeah.
They came in the studio and I listened, and they were fantastic people.
Yeah, they were doing so much. So I think that's...
an awful lot behind the scenes for charity, which they don't brag about.
Okay, I think that's harsh. Now, we've got another subject that we want to do. We want to talk about the BBC, and we'll do this in part two, because it is the BBC. This is the story. I'm going to have to find the story. But it's that basically 1,000 people are opting out of paying the TV licence every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Not every week?
1,000 people are opting out of paying the TV licence.
So what happens if they come knocking on your door then and you haven't paid it?
Well, I sort of said last night, very tongue-in-cheek, I said, oh, people have got the right idea now. You know,
we always pay ours
because,
for you.
Because, yeah,
you know,
but I feel strongly about the fact that you're... See, you don't pay to watch other television channels, do you?
No, we haven't got Sky.
So you're not paying for it twice, so that's fair enough. You're paying for a TV licence, no problems whatsoever. Mm. You're getting your money's worth. But there are people out there that watch TV, and they watch it through either Sky or BT. So they're paying to watch their platform, their BBC. It's the same BBC, but it's on a Sky or a BT platform or a White Fibre platform or a Virgin platform and so on. So they're paying to watch normal TV, plus they're also paying for the TV licence as well. That's the issue that I have. You're paying for it twice.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think that needs to be addressed. And we did do this a little while ago.
Mm.
Okay. I think now people are cottoning onto it. Not only that, and what we've got to point out is if, just say for instance, people were thinking, well, I don't watch TV, I don't watch a television anymore, I watch all my stuff on
just
the tablet,
on the iPad,
you
yeah.
still have to have a TV licence to watch the BBC or to watch television. You still have to have a licence.
Yeah.
That is law.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
I know that I was under the impression that, oh, if you didn't have a TV and it weren't plugged into an aerial, you were all right. You don't have to watch. But no, if you are watching a TV via a tablet, just say, for instance, if you're watching BBC Catch Up on your tablet,
a lot, yeah.
and you didn't have the TV, and you might then think, stupidly, well, I don't need to pay for a licence, but you do.
Yeah,
okay, so that's fact. But more and more people are cottoning on to the fact that, you know, that they're paying for it twice and not going to pay it. And I say, I respect your decision on that because I think it needs addressing.
And is it true, Ian, that you have to have just one licence if you've got, like, four tellies in the house? Are you supposed to have licence for every telly?
That's a good question. I thought if you had a licence under one roof, you're all right.
Yeah.
You're all right,
probably,
I think.
Yes.
I think, you know,
yeah,
you can have as many
so.
TVs as
yeah.
you like. Okay, what we'll do is we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back in a wee while after I've found the story on that.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240. While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
Does your garden need attention? Why not call LCL, Lee Cook Landscaping, to put it right? They are specialists in driveways, patios and paths, brickwork and stonework, decking and furniture, fencing, water features, lawns and planting, and garden maintenance. You can find them at www.lclandscaping.webs.com. Interested in our services? Then get in touch with us via the form on our contact page and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or email lclandscaping37@gmail.com. That's lclandscaping37@gmail.com. Lee Cook Landscaping is a high-quality building and landscaping company partnered by D. Rigby Building and Landscaping.
White Trash. Trash, 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 trash. White Trash World, the home of the island's very own skate brand, White Trash. 59 High Street Ride. It's open Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays. 10:30 till 6 p.m. Not just about skateboards, it's clothing, gifts, shoes, books, DVDs and more. The island's only skate store, White Trash World, Ryde High Street.
Here estate agents, independent estate agents covering the Isle of Wight. Call now on 01983 620 062 to take a full advantage of our fantastic commission offer of 1%, no VAT. Also, visit our website www.peerestateagents.co.uk to see helpful advice on selling your home and all of our current properties available. Call today to take full advantage of this limited offer. 01983 620 062 or email inquiries@peerestateagents.co.uk.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Check out the Riverside Centre Carpentry Shop next door to Vectis Radio. Skilled craftsmen have a small shop that's set up to donate to the Riverside charity. The shop contains nest boxes, tables, garden furniture, wooden horses. Practically anything wooden can be made to order. The skilled craftsmen are down to earth and really friendly. So don't be shy. Come and see them here at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
Whiteside, here's how it works. You need glasses? Visit an optician, then bring your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street, Ryde. Whiteside is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses. Stockists of Dior, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Ban and many more. They are an independent retailer, so you can shop locally for first-class service and great glasses. You'll be spoilt for choice. Either visit them in Cross Street, Ryde or check out www.whiteside.co.uk.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Okay then, welcome back to part two. We are at 18 minutes to one, and this is the astonishing fact and figure that we that I saw last night. I thought I'd posted it on Facebook, but obviously I hadn't. Up to 1,000 households a day stop paying the BBC licence fee, claiming they no longer have a TV or only watch catch-up services. 500,000 homes declared they no longer had a television in the past 15 months. Some may have to still pay to watch programmes on mobiles or tablets, but others are thought to have just bypassed the paying of £145.50 a year. Concerned about the number of people watching live TV on the BBC iPlayer, more than 1,000 homes a day are getting rid of their television as viewers increasingly avoid the licence fee by watching shows on catch-up TV. Half a million said they no longer had TV sets, potentially allowing them to opt out of the payment. The number is expected to soar in the next few years as rising numbers switch to viewing programmes or catch-up services such as BBC iPlayer and ITV Player using laptops, tablets, phones, which are often exempt from the licence fee. They ought to make that a little bit clear. They say often exempt. That's not 100% there, is it? Because they're leaving the door open a little bit there. Because I know that I was talking to Kelvin Curry about this a couple of months ago when we last discussed it. But this is on the table again, and more people are going to be getting on board with this because they are thinking they're watching TV in a different way than watching the normal live TV, and we're under the impression that you don't need to pay a licence. Don't know how true that is. The BBC has called for the loophole, which has already cost it millions in revenue, to be closed, and the new culture secretary John Whittingdale has previously said he supports this. Now, do you have the loophole in front of you?
I'm trying to read it here, Ian. I don't quite understand it. It says here that can you save £145.50 by legitimately ditching your television licence? The last time the laws on television licences were updated was 2004. And since then, avalanches of new technology, iPads and other tablets have transformed our viewing habits.
Mm. Do you want me? I've got it here. Yeah. BBC iPlayer was launched in 2007.
Oh, you got one, yeah.
And offers catch-up services as well as live television. Yeah. Viewers are allowed to use the website to watch programmes that have already been broadcast without paying the licence fee. This service was extended in October 2014 when the corporation announced that shows would be available on iPlayer for 30 days instead of just 7. It also streams live television from multiple channels, including the BBC One, Two and its 24-hour rolling news network. When a viewer clicks on a live channel, a pop-up notice comes through automatically stating, "Don't forget to watch TV online as it's being broadcast. You still need to be covered by a TV licence." But some experts are worried households are ignoring that message and using the digital service to bypass the paying of the £145.50 a year licence fee. David Elstein, Channel 5's former chief executive, told the Sunday Times, "More and more people are going to twig that they can dispose of their fixed television and watch on a phone, tablet or laptop. The BBC will no longer be chasing them." New Culture Secretary John Whittingdale has said that he thinks the compulsory annual charge is unsustainable in the long term. So things are definitely going to happen. More and more people are going to twig. Now, we started off by telling you that 1,000 people a day, 1,000 people a day will turn into 2,000 a day. And are you going to ask yourself the same question? Are you going to pay £145.50 a year if you don't have to? By law, the licence fee exemption only covers those who watch catch-up services on devices not capable of receiving live television. But Mr. Elstein said the BBC did not dare prosecute those with devices that can receive live pictures, as it would... Oh, it's just disappeared off the blimmin' screen now. I pulled the plug.
Well, I've got something here that this person has got two homes and he has to have a TV licence for both one for one house and one for the other.
Yeah. Well, you've got two roofs, haven't you? You've got two,
yeah,
so
I suppose so.
I think that's fair.
But apparently you could be fined £1,000 if you haven't got a licence.
Mm.
But this is a 75-year-old man.
Well, see, some people say when you get to a certain age, you get a free licence anyway,
I think
don't you?
You do, when you're 80 or something, do you?
How come you got to wait till 80 to get something? Surely you should get it when you retire.
I think you should.
By law, the licence fee exemption only covers those who watch catch-up services on devices not capable of receiving live television. But this Mr. Alstein fellow said the BBC did not dare prosecute those with devices that can receive live pictures, as it would be a PR disaster. In the 15 months to the end of 2014, a number of homes said that they did not own a television jumped from 1.1 million to 1.6 million, the broadcaster's audience research board has found. The figures do not show how many stopped paying the licence fee, but if all 500,000 had, it would cost the BBC £72.8 million.
Apparently, under a legal loophole, viewers need not pay the licence fee if they never watch the programmes, as they only use it for putting catch-up services and also for using it for DVDs.
Mm.
That's what they've got here. Those who only watch DVDs on their television are also exempt from paying it.
It's one of those things that I believe that they will have to address.
How can they prove that you're not watching it? Mm. You're only using it for DVDs.
I think the Daily Mail have been very cute, very clever here by bringing out the story, and I bet they hope that more and more people will come out, because they've got a massive story brewing here. This is a massive change.
But the BBC initially declined to release the figures. Apparently, they won't say.
I would imagine they'll jump on this now, and they did mention it as soon as this guy in Whittingdale was voted in, and he's part of David Cameron's new cabinet. They said he's very anti BBC.
It'll
be interesting to see how this all pans out now. Robo Dad says the government are making big noises at the moment about getting rid of or cutting back the licence fee, but it is only leading up to a better and fairer way of paying by including in the council tax that everyone with a laptop will end up paying if they don't use their computers for watching TV. The government and the BBC are hand in hand trying to pull the wool over our eyes and take us for fools. Stephen says, I don't agree with the BBC licence fee. It should be abolished. Not really good value. Mm. I'm not saying the BBC in itself is bad, but all the other channels manage without this fee, and the BBC still plies us with adverts, albeit ads for up-and-coming programmes, and their other channels. So, except... that's true as well.
Yeah, it is.
So they could easily change that to normal ads. P.S. The iPlayer is rubbish for HD on TV, always buffering. And again, no issues with other channels, catch-up players. Look, I've got to say this. That's a stupid thing to say about the TV, the HD and the iPlayer is rubbish. It's not rubbish. I've used it. Mm. It's absolutely spot on. It's perfect. Mm. It's probably your internet. So maybe you should give White Fibre a call. £145 to watch junk TV, you mean... If all the TV companies pulled the plug, life would still go on and improve. It's just an expensive habit, especially the constant repeats, just like cucumber sarnies, says Homeboy. Sarah says, American Netflix has a BBC series on it so that the English version on Netflix does not yet have America, does not pay the licence fee. So here is the simple terms. If you want to watch a BBC programme that American Netflix is showing, it's tough. You will now have to go out and purchase the box set. Yes, purchase. It is on top of the licence fee. Meanwhile, Netflix is airing BBC dramas to America for free. Yes, free. So people around the world can watch the BBC free of charge.
When they don't know,
it's only us Brits that are actually paying for it.
So say if we got a television and we didn't watch BBC One or BBC Two.
Yeah.
You know, if we didn't want to, we still got to buy a licence, haven't we?
You still have, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be so bad if they didn't take over 1,000 of us paying to give one BBC boss his annual wage.
Oh. Yes.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Tam Hunter says, check out the profits they make. They still want a licence fee? Beyond the Sea says, I don't believe anyone who says they only watch catch up or say they never watch the BBC. A load of baloney. These are the same people who complain about tax avoidance, hypocrites, every single one of them. See, you make a good point there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And what else have we got here? Makes me laugh when people criticise the BBC, yet still use iPlayer as a way to get round not paying the licence fee. People should be banned from using the service if they don't have a licence. See, I'm kind of with that as well. I see the honesty in that. If you've got a BBC iPlayer, you're watching a BBC... watching a BBC product...
Yeah, yeah.
But then I also think, I also believe... What do you think on this, Dame Shirley?
I just think it's... Well,
Dame Shirley, I was asking you a question.
I'm listening, sir.
You've gone into grandmother mode and not listening.
I am listening and I'm thinking as well.
If you've got a BBC show that's been on the TV,
yeah,
bearing in mind they show loads of other repeats of BBC programmes, do you think... Just say, for instance, if they said, right, OK, if you want to watch Poldark again, you've either got to wait for the repeats or buy the DVD.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that... Because the BBC is such a big corporation now and you're paying loads of money, that maybe you ought to be able to push the red button on your television and watch Poldark again? Free of charge?
Yes.
Do you think?
Well,
it's a BBC show. You've already paid for it. And what happens is, on the last episode, they say to you, this show is now available on DVD.
That's right, they do.
So you're making money for it then?
Yeah, they're making money, yes. Yeah.
So we're paying for that, you to make that DVD, and you're making money out of it, and you want us to watch it again, but it's going to cost us again.
Yeah, to watch
it. So you're paying for it twice.
Yes, yeah. No, something's got to be sorted out. It's wrong, isn't it? I think...
Why can't they scramble the signal like Sky does? And if you want to watch it, then you pay a fee to have the channel unscrambled. I personally wouldn't bother to pay since Top Gear ended. There isn't much worth watching, especially Poldark. It's rubbish.
Oh, no.
And repeats on the channel now anyway. Scrap the draconian tax, I say, and Poldark.
Who was that?
Some geezer called Dynamo.
Now, come on, Dynamo. Poldark's fantastic.
See, that's a good point about scrambling the channels. It's racketeering, plain and simple. Scrap this outdated, useless... It's useless to the people tax. And I think that's about right. I do think that's about bang on the money there. Your husband's just turned up to obviously, you know, pick you up and take you home. Your carer is here. Is he down as your carer?
Stop it, Ian.
Okay, so we're not... I say, my wife made a point the other week when I was questioning the BBC licence, and she said, okay, roll it on a bit. You do away with the TV licence, then what? You know you're probably handing things on a plate to Sky, and they will nail your feet to the floor on price.
Yeah, that's true.
So, maybe it is better the devil you know.
But I bet it's a lot of people haven't got TV licences, Ian.
Yeah.
I bet there's loads of people never buy them.
They've only got to look at a database, haven't they?
Yeah,
surely.
Yeah, it must be.
I mean, back in 1947, when they came and knocked on your door and said you didn't have
47? How come we never had a telly then?
Well, they did. They knocked on your door and said you don't have a television licence.
No, we didn't have a telly.
They knew. It's a bit like when a copper pulls you over and they say, what's your name? You know my name. And they know when they turn up at your house, they know you haven't got a TV licence. They know who you are, they know what you are. And I say, that all they've got to do is just check the database.
There was a little boy who lived down the road.
Yeah.
And they had a telly.
Right.
And we used to make out we were friends with him. We weren't. He was a horrible little boy. We only thought we could go in and watch with mother with him. In black and white, you know.
Oh, what was that, 1920s back then?
No, a bit later than that.
What does it say here? Oh, The Rose. The Rose has been in touch. Record TV shows whilst watching them. Avoid the fee.
Yeah.
Is that a way of getting over it? I don't think legally.
That's illegal, probably.
But there is something in place that allows you not to have to pay a TV license.